Elephants are remarkable creatures. Landmines killed a number of elephants in Angola, but wildlife observers there say they've seen that now elephants in Angola steer clear of landmines. They even trumpet warnings to other elephants. Sean Hensman is a researcher with Adventures with Elephants. He joins us now from Bella Bella, South Africa. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me.
This naturally was of interest, I guess, to the U.S. Army Research Office, and they funded a study you participated in, didn't they?
Yeah, they funded the initial research into the elephant sensing ability to see, you know, if those claims from Angola were correct, and if they were correct, if there was possibility for them to look at saving lives by understanding the elephant sense of smell better.
Yeah. What did you find out, Mr. Hensman?
After a long time, we found out that the Ellies are very, very good at identifying the scent of TNT and other things, and are very, very quick learners, mm-hmm. and also maintain their knowledge very, very well. We tested one elephant a year after we had done the initial research, and he still passed the whole test with flying colors. They reputed to have a sense of smell 14 times better than a good dog, and a good dog is reputed to be about 2,000 times better than you and I.
Now, we ought to be clear, you weren't training elephants to tramp through fields to look for landmines, right?
Yeah, I want to be very clear about that one. Our intention is not to take elephants into landmine areas. Our intention is to just understand the sense of smell of an elephant and see if there's anything that we can do with the elephant in order to try and exactly that, to save lives. The U.S. Army were interested in it to make a better sensor. They've spent billions on sensors and understanding a dog's nose. And, you know, if an elephant is that much more sensitive than a dog, they have learned a lot from it. And they've applied that to some of their sensors, which they're testing at the moment.
What do you see as the best objective that this talent elephants apparently have might be put to?
I'm looking to see if we can use this talent to save elephants and our other wildlife. If we can use these elephants to help find areas with landmines and clear them faster than current methods, then that's fantastic. By bringing in samples to the elephant and getting them to say, yes, this area might have landmines and this area has a high likelihood of not having landmines, just clearing land a bit quicker, mm-hmm. maybe we could open up areas to wildlife and humans alike. Then we wanted to look past it. They're using dogs to detect cancer. They're using dogs to detect diseases. And if we could use our elephant to do the same, then hopefully we can save a lot of people.
Is to work with elephants to become awed by them?
I must admit, I've had elephants since I was 7 years old, and there isn't a day that doesn't go past when I am not blown away by them. They are incredible animals. They're highly intelligent, they're good fun to be around, and to be awed by them is putting it lightly. They really are very, very special animals. It's hard to put that across to somebody on the other side of the world, but when you work with them and play with them every day, you'll have a special feeling for them, which is amazing.
Sean Hensman, he is operator of Adventures with Elephants in Bella Bella, South Africa. Thanks so much for being with us.
No problem. Thank you for your interest in us.